American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
WOKV News Time 9/11. I'm Christine Bellino. Rich Jones is on vacation this week. He has been an outspoken proponent of the Trump campaign. He joins us now to talk about the latest developments in You Decide 2024. Florida Representative Dean Black joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Christine.
So in addition to being an elected official, you were also a student of political science back in the day. Now, earlier we spoke with Rick Mullaney about the fact that these are unprecedented times, certainly for the GOP as well as for Democrats. Where, in your opinion, do we go from here?
Well, I think what's going to happen, and not to sound too partisan about it, but this is partisan. I think what's about to happen is the Democrats are going to rig an election for Kamala Harris, just like they rigged the primary for Joe Biden. But they're going to disenfranchise all of the Democrat voters who voted for Joe Biden. And that's going to prove to be a problem for them. From the Republican standpoint, everything looks good on our end.
And define what you mean by rig the election for Kamala Harris.
Well, what's going to happen is that they're basically forcing President Biden out. And what's been happening there in the presidency is a form of elder abuse, frankly. And now no one is going, they're not going to have a primary. Voters are not going to cast a vote for Kamala Harris. She is simply going to go through some sham process where she will be anointed. And she's not plan B. She's not plan C, D, or E. She's just the only choice they have. And they're going to cram it down their voters' throats and demand that they like it.
We are expecting to have here a press conference from the Florida Democrats approximately 11 o'clock this morning. I'm no surprise that they're probably going to support the presidential nomination of Kamala Harris. How does this change things for Republicans in Florida, or does it?
Well, it really doesn't. I mean, we've sort of been expecting this since Biden's disastrous debate performance. We've seen his disastrous policies, and the debate performance just really confirmed what everyone already knew. And then that begs the question, Christine, if people close to the president knew about his decline, why didn't they do something about it? They have left this country to be governed by someone who is not capable of taking that proverbial 3 a.m. phone call when an emergency breaks. Why didn't they do something about it? And frankly, if he's not capable of running for president now, he's not capable of being president now, and we should implement the 25th Amendment.
And given what the GOP has said recently about promoting unity in the country, especially after the attempted assassination of former President Trump, do you think that the 25th Amendment is something that is going to inspire unity among the parties, or do you think that this is something that's necessary at this point in time?
Well, I think that's probably the wrong question. I think we all agree that President Biden his own party is forcing him out. And it's unfortunate, but that's what they're doing. And the country needs competent leadership between now and January 20th. And he's not it. And it shouldn't be divisive. Every person, Republican, Democrat, Independent, and so forth, should agree that we need someone who's competent leading the country, and Joe Biden is not that person.
And former President Trump is 78 years old. Are you confident in his perceived cognitive abilities in the years ahead?
Well, the contrast couldn't be greater with President Trump. President Trump is highly vigorous, and I don't see that as being a factor at all. The campaign for him is highly organized. The Republican Party is unified, frankly, like I have never seen it before. We've been expecting Kamala Harris for quite some time. As a matter of fact, TV commercials hit the same day about Kamala Harris. So none of this is a surprise to us. the Republican Party and the Trump campaign are marching forward to victory. And we know that all along, this was never about personalities. This has been about policies. And Kamala Harris owns the policies of the Biden administration. But more than that, she is uniquely responsible, as the borders are, for the disaster that is the open southern border. And I don't know what she's going to campaign on. She's going to campaign on, that was the only job she had. That was the only thing they asked her to do. And she completely turned that into a disaster. Now she wants to do that for the rest of America. She's a bad candidate. The Democrat Party went from a non-candidate to a really bad candidate.
So, Representative Black, if I'm hearing you correctly, then because this was expected, this doesn't really change the modus operandi for Republicans in general and Republicans in the state of Florida.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's full speed ahead. It's about policy. It's about the disastrous policies that have been the Biden-Harris administration. And the people are going to vote on that. And on Election Day, Donald J. Trump will be reelected president.
And in your opinion, does the candidacy of the now Vice President Harris help the GOP?
Well,
I know that you'll argue it's not necessary, right? But
well, I would say yes, in the sense that it's still a circular firing squad in the Democrat Party. They're in complete disarray. And this disorganization, and frankly, them settling on Kamala Harris, not because she's the best candidate, but because she is their only choice. I think if they had someone better who would have access to DNC monies and monies that they have raised, I think they would choose someone else, but they have no choice. And so they're not putting forth their best possibility. I think this absolutely helps the Republican Party. Like I said, the Republican Party is unified behind Donald J. Trump. Our campaign is highly organized. We know exactly what we're doing. We're taking our case to the people, and the people are going to decide based on the policies. And they see the disaster that has befallen the country in the last 3.5 years. And now, after watching President Biden's steady decline, we know why. And Kamala Harris is complicit in that damage that has been done to our country.
And Representative Black, one more question. What do you think of J.D. Vance's place in the campaign? Do you expect us to hear more from him, or is he going to kind of just stay the course?
Oh, I think you're going to hear a lot more from him. The choice of Senator Vance is a visionary choice, and I think he is going to be highly vigorous on the campaign trail. I think he will be everywhere.
Representative Dean Black, thank you so much for your time this morning. We look forward to talking with you more as the campaign continues.
Thanks, Christine.